Throughout time, man has had questions regarding his being, his purpose, his very reason for existing, and what the source of his life is out here in the temporary world of material. I dare say that there is not one of us here this morning that has not asked ourselves such questions at one time or another. Depending upon where a particular individual is in terms of his or her consciousness or lack thereof, answers to such questions vary, and in the most cases, reflect an individual's reference to their particular human race, color, creed, sex, or national origin. People will say, "Oh, I am white, I am black, I am Asian, I am Italian, I am this, I am that," and so forth and so on. Likewise, the worldly and unaware sons and daughters of man, the temporary human flesh, shall bring forth limited human assertions that "I am Wayne Gatewood, I am Jim, Mary, Peter, Donna. I am a college graduate with this and that scholastic achievement." And moreover, we hear, "I am a mother, a father, a teacher, a nurse, a business owner. I am Catholic. I am Protestant. Or I am Buddhist," and so forth and so on. We also hear of one's sense of importance when they exclaim, "I am a Harvard PhD, I am rich, I am powerful, I am important." Then there is the false sense of lack, a sense of separation from God, a sense of duality that brings certain individuals to exclaim and believe, "I am poor," the sense of ill health, "I am sick," the sense of unhappiness, "I am sad," "I am depressed." But my friends, this is all about the limited human picture without, out in the world. And so it is that out in the world of duality, a world of good and bad, of life and death, a world that espouses and maintains a sense of separation from God, a false premise that there is man and God, there are those that do not know, nor have they realized, their true and changeless identity in the eternal, loving, complete, and perfect creative spiritual source that lives them. Simply stated, there are those that believe they come into the world, into the flesh as spiritual beings or physical beings, and they become this or that persona, and then they die a physical death. They believe that their power comes from the without, from the material world, and given their human station or status in life, they may believe that they are superior to this or that group of other individuals, or conversely, less than. But regardless, they know not of their eternal being in and of the one and only Creator of all that is and shall ever be. And I am not speaking of some man-made image of some God far out in the skies that looks like you and I, but rather perfect omnipresent spirit that is all love, all intelligence, and all power. My friends, a false and limited perspective of one's essence, one's being, one's truth, is the source of all error and disruption, seeming real out here in the human scene, out in the world of ego, pride, yes, and unfortunately, selfishness. And until those individuals whose breath is in their nostrils have a spiritual realization of their one and only creative power and eternal source, the I Am of them, they shall remain ignorant in the flesh and demonstrate and experience in their lives out here in the world that which is counter to God and counter to good. So today, I ask you at this very moment, I ask you to consider your response to these questions. Who are you? And what do you truly believe yourself to be? Well, there are different answers, as I said, to this question. And so during my preparation for this lesson of I Am, I read from the Bible, from a number of truth books, periodicals, divine science and unity materials, and a lot of other reference materials. I even came across the writings of a couple of Christian ministers that wrote of the I Am while comparing it with a cartoon character that most, if not all of us, are familiar with, Popeye the Sailor Man. Yes, the hero Popeye, when faced with yet another challenge from his nemesis Brutus, came to the transformational realization that the only way to get through such a negative situation was to once again eat his spinach, so his superhuman strength would come forth. One minister even went so far as to write, "Self-realization and a can of spinach fortified Popeye in his quest to be authentic, to act from his values and principles, and remain loyal to himself, his friends and community. Thus, in the end, despite the odds against him, Popeye always prevailed." By the way, it was said that Popeye had some words of great wisdom. He told us to eat our spinach, but that is not the greatest of his words. He was also known to say, "That's all I can stand, because I can't stand no more." Well, this is a sentiment that I'm guessing most of us can relate to when we personally, as human beings, refuse to allow certain situations of the world, people, places, and things, to affect us, and we do what we have to do humanly to deal with such situations and hopefully move beyond them. Popeye said, "I am what I am, and that's all what I am." And so it is that one minister, and I am assuming when trying to make a correlation between Popeye and the I Am, wrote, "This is a quest to which we can all relate. It's time then to be like Popeye and sail home to the authentic self." Well, my friends, personally speaking, although I understood what this minister was trying to convey, I could not agree with this proposed comparison between the true and eternal I Am that we are and Popeye the Sailor and his magical can of spinach. Heaven be, what might happen to old Popeye if he forgot to bring a can of spinach along with him 24 hours a day? How could he, Popeye, answer the call when so-called evil in the form of his nemesis Brutus came his way once again and again and again? And what is this so-called authentic self that the author mentions, that authentic self that Popeye demonstrates, that we too are to seek and sail off to? My friends, in reality, Popeye's character is a limited human character, a character that deals in the duality of good and bad. And at the end of every cartoon, through his spinach-induced strength, becomes the hero of the day. But there he is, in the very next cartoon, having to fight yet another day. Now, I must admit that when I was a kid, I loved Popeye, because so-called good did prevail. And being young and unaware, I also liked old Popeye, because he did always beat up the bad guy. And by the way, to this day, I still eat my spinach. But we must put old toys and ideas and cartoons away. To this end, we must know that Popeye had no power in and of himself. He looked to something outside of himself for his power. In his case, a can of spinach. Conversely, our I Am, unlike any can of spinach or anything else out in the material world, is always within and of us. Always. Just waiting for our recognition and realization. Well, let us leave Popeye the Sailor and move on to the truth, to perfection, to the one and only all good, the one and only all love, all power, all health, all abundance, all peace, all joy, and all understanding. Let us speak of the real and eternal I Am. The I Am that has always been and shall forever be, within us and of us. The I Am that is not separate and apart from us. The I Am that, unlike Popeye in the flesh of the world, knows not of any evil, of lack, nor of those things that are supposedly good or bad, right or wrong, or anything else. Conceived through a sense of duality. The I Am that stands alone, that is all in all, that is all strength and goodness, that is all power, that is not of this world, and is all true and good cause and not effect. My friends, I Am is God's name in man. It is he who is, he who was, he who will be manifest, he, the self-existent one, he who is perfect and eternal. In I Am that I Am was the indwelling Christ of the Master Jesus, and is the indwelling Christ of each of us, the true spiritual man and woman whom God has made in his image and likeness. Eternal spirit, through God consciousness, the outer manifest man demonstrates as the offspring of the I Am, or inner spiritual man. Hence the Christ of Jesus, the Christ of us, through conscious realization of the Father, brings our spiritual sonship forward into full manifestation of the I Am of God here on earth as he is in heaven. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Ezekiel 36:27. And let us know without a doubt that there is never, ever, a time nor place, nor shall there ever be a time or place where the I Am, where God consciousness and all of its power is not. Thus the words contained in Exodus 3:14-15 come to mind. And God said unto Moses, I Am that I Am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I Am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover, unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. By use of I am, we make conscious union with the Father within and of us, with spirit, with abiding life, wisdom, love, peace, substance, strength, power, truth, as we abide in the kingdom, in the stillness, in God consciousness. The I am, God consciousness, assures us that all power is within and of the Father. And although so-called fear might seek access to our minds, it is through the single eye that we see and know that there is only one power, and it is the good, loving, peaceful, and perfect power of our Father, the I Am. And at such times when error, in the form of so-called weakness or temptation, comes knocking, we look beyond appearances and say, as did our brother Jesus, Get thee behind me, Satan. And by the way, my friends, this so-called Satan is nothing more than error, nothing more than our turning away from the light and looking in vain to the darkness for our good. My friends, when using the I Am in the context of our daily lives out here in the world, we must be attuned to our truth and know that the law of expression, a law that dictates as within, so without, is always in play. And it all starts within our minds. Thus, we know that which we think upon with feeling and with emotion shall indeed have its demonstration out here in the world of our experiences. The choice is ours. But when the I Am is in place, our experiences are good and very good, full of love and peace and satisfaction indeed. Out here in the world today, error does appear rampant, does it not? This very moment, there are those across the nation who know not of their true spiritual nature, who know not of the essence of their omnipresent and loving Father, the I Am. There are those, the spiritually blind, who entertain hate and division in their hearts, anger and disdain that is directed to their brothers and sisters, simply because of their political affiliations, their religion, their skin color, or other conceptual human distinctions different from what they believe to be their own. But regardless of what man errantly looks upon mentally or visually, that of the world that stamps his flesh with a limited and lacking likeness will always become the nothing that it is. Through his contemplation within, through his earnest prayer and meditation in the stillness, and by his practicing of the presence of God. Thus we must be diligent, because by declaring that you are something other than your truth, than your Father, than God, than the I Am of you and within you, you shall be caught up in untrue visioning, foolish thinking about life, and you shall suffer the negative demonstrations brought forth by your very own limited human point of reference. And once again, as within, so without. My friends, there is no God and you. There is God only. And you are the perfect idea in God's mind, capable of perfect translation. Someday you will become wholly awake to your divine identity, and it shall be then that you will begin consciously to not only realize, but to take on the image of perfection that is your Christ, the very same Christ of the Master Jesus, the very same Christ that lives every individual to ever come into the world, whether they know it or not. When you truly realize and come to know the I am of you, when you become aware of your immortal nature, the fear of so-called people, places, and things, to include the fear of so-called human death, leaves you, and with it go all other forms of fear. In the I am, there is no fear of failure. There is no fear of sickness. There is no fear of poverty. There is no fear of anything appearing real, because all health, all abundance, all happiness, all joy, and all peace and love, and life eternal are yours as a spiritual son or daughter of the Most High, of the loving I Am. And so in Scripture we are told, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verses 1 through 27. My friends, as we conclude today's lesson, as you go back out into the world in the coming days and weeks ahead, please be alert to see harmony and peace everywhere, to recognize the I am of every individual everywhere. Do not entertain nor magnify seeming human differences. Do not keep up any petty divisions, but rather continually declare the one universal harmony. The Christ mind is here as our unifying principle of all life, and we must believe in the divine mind working in us and through us, and know that through it we are joined together in love, in peace, in joy, in understanding as one. It is the I am of each of us, the Father's glorious house to which we have all so long been seeking to return exists. In the consciousness of God mind, the unity of God and man is demonstrated. I in them, and thou in me. I am. Should we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation? And let this lesson of truth, love, peace, health, abundance, and joy into your consciousness. Please close your eyes, relax your body, and sit comfortable in your seats. Be still. Be still. Father, alive in realization, full and complete in your eternal good, my heart is filled with bountiful praise and gratitude for the eternal and unconditional love that is mine as your beloved child. I give thanks for the grace bestowed upon me even during those times when I was in darkness but knew not. You are all that is good and loving, Father, and I am in and of you as you are of me. You are my shield and buckler, Father, my very source of all that is. How blessed I am. Let your light shine forth from within me, dear God. Let my utterances out here in the world be words of joy, of love, of understanding, of peace, and of a great sense of gratitude and thankfulness as your blessed child. Father, for the awareness of your loving and giving presence that is here and now, in all of its glory, in all of its power, O most loving God, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.